morning, my friends, and welcome to Spiritually Speaking with Heidi Metz, and I am Heidi. We are on week two of Seeking God for the City 2020, and this week we are going to be seeking the gospel of the kingdom, meditating on the scripture verse Matthew 24:14. So we will be right back after these messages with the insert of week two, Gospel of the Kingdom. Welcome to day number 14, seeking God to rescue people enslaved in darkness. In Isaiah 42:6-7, it says, "And I will appoint you as a light to the nations, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon and those who dwell in dark from the prison." Jesus said in John 12:35, "For a little while longer the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you." Let us pray, my friends. Oh, amazing Father, we know what it is like to be blinded by our own wrongdoing and to be held in spiritual bondage. Many in our city are trapped in patterns of sin that they cannot see. Come, Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world. Send your light to penetrate the darkness with brilliant healing power. Liberate those who are locked in darkness. Pry apart sealed eyelids. Illuminate darkened minds. Wrench open prison doors. Cut the bonds that handcuff their hearts. Call upon one to break free from what has bound them. May they follow you with grateful faithfulness. When people walk out of darkness into your light, they are free to follow you. We pray today for those who are still in the twilight shadows, right on the verge of stepping into your light in life. Call them to yourself. Give them courage to follow you. Amen. Friends, join me today in praying for God to extend times of light, holding back the darkness so that many more will follow him, that those who see the light of Jesus will choose to follow him and walk in his light. We're going to seek God for health care workers today, friends. Pray that God will equip health care workers of every kind to serve with wise and loving hearts, that God will bless them with perseverance and joy, that the demands of their professions will bring no harm to their families and friendships, that many will follow Christ. During your prayer walk today, pray on or near the grounds of a hospital, clinic, or assisted living facility. Meditate on God's word in Psalms 41:1-2. "Blessed is he who has regarded for the weak. The Lord delivers him in times of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life. He will bless them in the land." God bless you, my friends. Again, thank you for joining us today, my friends, for seeking God in this city. Come back tomorrow where we will learn another day of seeking God.